Hillel the Elder taught, Im ein ani li mi li, v'kesha ani la'atzmi mo ani, v'im lay achshav emasai. Im ein ani li mi li, if I am not for myself, who will then be for me? In a way, we can see how this is similar to Dogen's encouragement and description of our practice to study the Buddha way is to study the self, to study the functioning of self, the manifesting of self, all the ways that I take care of self, which is nothing but the manifesting of this Dharma that we live. And yet, it's this Dharma that we live that can become self-entangling if we limit it, if we believe our stories of self. And yet, we need to definitely take care of self, of what, how this functioning is, whether it's simple things. We all know that. If we're hungry, we eat. When we're tired, we sleep. If we use a toilet, we flush it. And it's not only self in a small individual sense, but in a larger sense, whether it's a group, whether it's a Zen center, whether it's a state, a city, a nation. If we don't take care of the responsibilities and functioning of self, then we're off in a daydream. We're not being present. We're not functioning as the present. And yet, if we limit ourselves to our small idea of self, to our self versus other, then we know we're in trouble. Then we know it creates harm and suffering. So, what's the next thing that Hillel says? Vikashani la'atsmi mo'ani. If I am just for myself, then what am I? Or what is this self? What is this self I'm believing? What is this self I'm becoming entangled in? Studying the self, forget the self. What is the Dharma say? What is Dharma practice? Doing good for others, which enables us to go beyond small ideas of self that entangle us and cause suffering and harm. Small ideas of self that, in a sense, blind us to the truth of our life, the truth of this moment. Non-harming is not doing evil. Not doing evil is doing good for others. That enables us to be this moment, being this moment. Somewhere else, Hillel says, that which is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor, or to your friend, or to someone else. That, he says, is the whole of the teaching. Or, he says it more simply, the next line says, and really what our practice is, Imlai Akshav Emasai, if not now, when? There is no other when except now. Being just this moment, we say. Being just this moment is the whole of the universe. Everything else is just a fiction, whether it's thoughts about, concerns about, regrets about past plans for so-called future. All of this blinds us to this functioning universe that's manifesting in myriad forms as our life right now. To pick up another perspective, Einstein wrote, people like us who believe in physics, who know the physics of the universe, if I say it that way, know that the distinction between past, present, and future is nothing more than a persistent, stubborn illusion. Persistent, stubborn illusion. End of quote from Einstein. But you don't have to believe any of his words, my words, Hillel's words, Dogen Zenji's words, or anyone else's. Be this moment. Be Zazen. Be your life. Be this experiencing and notice how and where ideas, self-centeredness, beliefs blinds you and hinders your functioning. Whether it blinds you from taking care of your responsibilities, if you don't take care of it, who else will take care of it? Whether it's the dishes waiting to be washed, or responding to the phone call, or, and you can fill in. And yet, if it's just your self-centeredness, then the myriad universe moment right now can't awaken and manifest as your life. If you're just for yourself, this is true for individuals, for families, for groups, for nations. Sure, nation needs to take care of itself, and it needs to nurture all the other nations and people of the world, all the other beings of the world. And when and how our practice is always right now, this breath, this moment, this zazen, this good morning, this bowing, this piece of trash to pick up and put in the trash. So please take good care of this moment. This moment self, this moment other, this moment universe all together. Being just this moment allows the compassionate wisdom that we are to manifest. Thank you.